You're listening to the Woman with a Goal podcast, or in short, WAG, a podcast that is created for women like yourself to help you find the confidence to truly choose to go after your dreams and give you the tools to do so. We want to help you start pursuing your goals, be more productive, and find ways to live a balanced life. We want to help women like you understand how you can create the right mindset and get rid of all the negativity that is most likely keeping you from being the superwoman we know you can be. Here's an easy way to find what you're good at and how to monetize that talent, even if you don't know where to start yet. Hi, and welcome to the first episode on the Woman with a Goal podcast. First things first, before you can actually start setting goals, starting a new project, or starting a business, you need to understand what your talent is. What are you really good at? When I was 15, I wanted to become a lawyer. I loved the fact that you give people a second chance and the respect and paycheck that comes with it. However, when I started studying law, it wasn't exactly what I expected. There was one class that I really loved, and that was fiscal law, and I still do. But me wanting to become a lawyer changed rather quickly. But me going to university was the start of trying new things. I can honestly say, if not for all the experiences that I've had, I wouldn't be able to answer the question, what is my purpose? What is my talent? What do I want to do? Where do I see myself in 20 years? When you have a job interview, they usually ask, where do you see yourself in 5 years or 10 years? And it's such a difficult question to answer. Will you have the same interests as you do now? Will you be doing the same thing? Will you still love what you're doing? You know, the future is the unknown. And not knowing is actually part of the fun. Let me just start by saying you are talented. You might not have found what you're good at exactly, what you love doing, and if you did, that is great. You can take it for granted, because a lot of people are still struggling to finding out what they will be doing in a couple of years. But even if you did find your talent and what you're good at, it's still a good reminder to look at how your life is right now and if you're truly happy about it. So, how do you actually find what your talent is? Let me start by saying this. Everyone is talented. Now, a big problem that we have right now in our society is that many of us have our parents, friends, or society dictate how our life should look like. You go to school, you get a degree, and you get a job. And it's not per se what interests you the most. And the degree or job that you have might not be what interests you the most. So most people will get a side hustle or a hobby outside of their work. Now, what I wonder is, why don't people spend their time living their passion? There are a few reasons that I could come up with, and if you have more, feel free to share. You went to college, studied a particular subject, and now you can't really work in anything else because you're not educated in that something else. So, for example, if you're an accountant, and you've been an accountant your entire life, you might think to yourself, well, I have an accountancy degree, so how am I supposed to change jobs now? Maybe you don't know where your talent is, or maybe you don't know where you see yourself in 5, 10, 15, or even 30 years. It's important to know the difference between a skill and a talent, because today we'll mostly be talking about talent, find out what talents you have, and that's how you'll find your purpose in life. Talent is a gift you're born with. It's a natural ability. Everyone has a talent, maybe even more than one. However, you can be talented and not know it. You still need to act on that talent of yours, and you need to find yourself in the right environment where you can put that talent to work. So, for example, I'm very organized, and I have a few projects going on, and I never knew how much I loved time management, planning, goal setting, and everything that goes into that until I acted on that talent by using tools and a few that I will discuss on womanwithagoal.com or on this podcast. And I had to find myself in the right environment, meaning I had a few projects going on, and my lifestyle forced me to be organized, to set goals, to set priorities. You know, another example might be, take your favorite soccer player and you put him on a basketball team. He might not perform as well as he did in a soccer team just because his talent lies with soccer. Or maybe you're not as good as a soccer player, but you're a really fast runner. So your talent won't show itself if you're not in the right environment in a soccer team. I will get back to that later on how to find the right environment. But how can you recognize your talents? Your talent is something you look forward to, you enjoy. You don't think it's something special and it's just normal for you. You lose track of time. You don't get tired of it until after you're done. Even if you're stressed, you're tired, you have a headache, you can still do it. And after the activity, you're tired physically but are excited mentally. So as I said, I love goal setting and I love setting priorities and I love learning about new tools that you can use to manage your life. It's something that I've spent so many hours on that I do, that I've been doing in my spare time and that I still enjoy doing. I've learned so much in the past few years and I've actually implemented everything I've learned and I can honestly say it changed my life. So everyone has a talent that they thrive in. Second is the environment you're in. This is something that you have to craft for yourself. Your boss, your family, society is not gonna ask you, what environment do you thrive in? And I'll give it to you. That's not how it works. You have to find a place where you can actually put that talent into good use. So, like I said, I have so many projects going on. I started managing a startup 3 years ago, and I've experienced all the ups and downs that you can experience starting out. But it's not until I had to learn to plan my life and to envision the goals that I had and to set priorities each day and to plan everything and to put my ideas onto paper and to manage my life more efficiently because I was wasting so much time before. And I wouldn't say that if I could go back and I would change this and that, because if it wasn't for these past 3 years, I wouldn't have founded womanwithagoal.com. So those hardships are necessary to keep you moving forward, to keep you alert, to keep you growing and moving closer to your goals. Now, how do you know that your talent is exactly that? You need a confirmation. One word. Experience. You need to experience different things before you can actually pinpoint what it is that you actually love. Start helping people and notice what you enjoy about that. Observe yourself and what you love about serving people. By doing new things, experiencing new things, you'll notice that there will be things that you like and other things you dislike. You might even discover new talents, but you have to get out there. When you get the opportunity to do something, to help someone, to attend an event, take it. You never know what you'll learn, you never know who you'll meet, and you'll never know what interests it'll trigger within you. If you want to be someone or do something, try finding out how you can learn from a person that is exactly where you want to be. Be open to new experiences and immerse yourself in that. Especially now with social media, it's so easy to keep track of people and what they do. But I'm not saying follow their Instagram account and look at all the pretty pictures they take, or follow them on LinkedIn and read all the great content they're putting out. I mean, read between the lines. So I follow a few people that have obtained what I hope to obtain in a few years. And the reason I follow them is not for their content, but the small bits and pieces of information they release in between. You know, the behind the scenes and not just what's pretty. So if you want to do something, if you think this is my talent and this is what I enjoy the most, immerse yourself in the life of the ones that have preceded you. And I mean truly immerse. If you can even shadow someone that is living the life you want, that's even better. But I know that's not always possible. We all grow up wanting to become something or someone. You want to be a doctor, an engineer, a CEO, a firefighter, whatever it is. But how can you know what you want to be if you don't know what it takes? You need to know what that person went through to get where he or she is. So I told you what my talent is, and if I want to monetize that and make a business out of it, I need to follow people that have done that, that are in the same niche as I am and that have a business like I do. But I'm not going to follow them just to copy what they're doing. I still want to keep it authentic. But why I am following them is to see the struggles they've been through. So to know how the path to monetizing your talent will look like, follow people that have preceded you and have done what you want to do. You can even take a notepad and keep track of everything they say, all of the hardships they went through, and learn from their mistakes. Now, once you know what it takes, and you see a whole list of mistakes and failures and difficulties that you might have as well, then answer this question honestly. Do you still want that journey and not just the result? Do you still want to go through those hardships as someone else did? Is it still something that motivates you? If yes, then congratulations. You found your talent and you found what you need to start setting goals for. Why this step is so important is because you have to be conscious about the path that you want to take and know where you'll come across on that path before you can actually take it. Because otherwise, what will happen? You'll go in blindly, depending on everything you see on social media. And once you've spent months, maybe even years walking that path, you'll find out that it's not for you. If I wouldn't have found out that being a lawyer is not for me, if I would have been a lawyer for 10, 20, 30 years and then think to myself that I'm not enjoying myself, I might have the feeling that it's too late. But let me say this, it is never too late. I would have still changed my path, but it would have been harder. I don't want that to stop you. Your age should not stop you from searching for your talent. Because ultimately, your happiness is what is at stake. If you're unhappy with your life, you'll project that unhappiness on your family, friends, and people around you. That's just not a healthy lifestyle. That makes finding your talent and what you're good at the most important thing you can do in your life. The bottom line is that we're so unsure about our own capabilities. We're insecure and we don't trust what we have to offer. People don't always know what their talents are because they lack the necessary self-awareness. Because our self-awareness is often not developed enough, we don't fully understand what we're good at, what our passions are, what we have to offer. Self-awareness is not just knowing what you like and dislike. It involves monitoring your stress, your thoughts, your emotions, your beliefs. It's important because it's a major mechanism that influences our personal development. Our lives can get out of control pretty fast. And if we're unaware of how and under what circumstances our emotional nature is triggered, so for example, we might not realize how much social media upset us. So this is why it's important to figure this out for yourself and to think about the capabilities that you have, because you do have them. I'm not saying it's easy, and it does take some self-examination, but remember that the process of taking the journey to self-awareness is more important and not necessarily the result. Now, that's it for today. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Make sure to check out womanwithagoal.com or Instagram womanwithagoal.official. And remember, you are a woman with a goal.